You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. We were talking off the air about the stock market, how it's been all over the place the last couple of days. And it's back up today a little over, let's see, 439 points right now. After dropping, what, like 500 or 600 points yesterday?
Right, it's doing good right now.
And then we were talking about how
GameStop thing.
GameStop is the one that everybody is talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know all the deets on it, but...
Well, that was a company that was, like, teetering on the edge,
they
right?
They were going to be gone soon, basically. And then there was this Reddit forum where all these stock market nerds were saying, buy it, and... I don't know. Anyway, so that it was up close to $500 a share this morning from like $4 a share.
Yeah, talk about one of those artificial highs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going to make a lot of money, and there's a lot of people going to lose a lot of money on that.
I know.
If you think that's going to stay up at $500 a share.
I know.
Anyway, that's going on. Did you see that Pamela Anderson got married again?
I was just reading that.
This is her sixth wedding. She was married twice to Tommy Lee. I'd forgotten about her being married to Kid Rock, but they were married for like about a year.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Or 10 months or something. She married that Rick Solomon guy twice. She married movie producer John Peters. That did not last a year. So now, Pamela Anderson, some of you remember her from Baywatch, she now has married her bodyguard. Wasn't that a
convenient
Whitney Houston movie?
Convenient, right? Oh, I had the biggest crush on her back in the day.
You did?
Who didn't? Are you kidding me? Baywatch days? Come on.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't.
You don't know?
No. How's this story? A man in Japan accidentally swallowed a toothpick. It got lodged in his rectum, wedged against a nerve cluster. They had to go in and do surgery because he swallowed a toothpick. Didn't we all know those guys, especially in high school, that everywhere they went, they had a toothpick in their mouth?
And they could spin it in there and do little tricks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And boom, down it goes. And it's stuck in your butt. Careful.
Stuck in your butt.
Oh, how painful.
And then the last thing I have is they say book sales are way up during the pandemic, but it's not necessarily because people are looking for things to read. Turns out that there's a big business now selling big clusters of books to people so they can impress other people on their Zoom calls.
It's all we do is want to impress other people.
What
That's
am I going to have in my background here? Oh, how about books? It looks like I'm smart.
I read all of these books. Leather-bound books.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Is that a lot of them are these fancy, almost like the kind of leather-bound books you would see in like an attorney's office. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all like the same. It's like, why,
same
how
look.
Is that believable?
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Rob in our sales department, that you've got all of these leather-bound identical law books behind
sure,
you.
Sure you do.
What
People
else
are funny how we have to brag about stuff, huh? Try to look smart. Is it any different than putting the running stickers on the back of your car?
It's no different. Look at you. You wanted to put all the ski places on your truck.
Yeah, the ski rack. And I don't even like to ski. Just want to look cool. Speaking of things that are on bookshelves behind you, this story's making the rounds this morning. There's a job expert. She's out in Wales, and she's going viral after she appeared on BBC News, and she was discussing unemployment and very important things about the economy. But all anyone is talking about is on the top shelf of the bookshelf behind her was a very large, very anatomically correct adult thing.
It was a
toy. It was a
toy,
action figure. Yes.
Yeah, real action
and
figure.
Just sitting right there on the top shelf, and she forgot it was there, I guess, and it was holding up some books. And the photos of this are making the rounds today.
I never thought about using it for that, but
I mean, it looked sturdy. It looked real
yes, to each
real
their own,
sturdy.
Right?
Yeah, so good for her. I was going to put that on our Facebook, but then I didn't. New Valentine's Day poll making the rounds this morning. They wanted to know. They found the number one things moms want this year for Valentine's Day. And moms just want to be left alone. Me time is the most popular gift this year for moms. You know,
because this has been number one for several years in a row.
Sure, but probably even more so this year since you've been working from home, taking care of the kids from home.
That's true.
Your Randy husband comes home and then
so
he's home.
Are you going to let Nicole just have a date or something?
Am I going to let her? Do I have to, does she have to like approve
yeah, so are you
it with
take
me?
Take the kids and get out of her face.
Sure, yeah, I can. I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good time. A good
you
thing
make
to
it
do.
Sound like you're powerless to let her have some alone time.
You made it sound like I hold her down.
Well, no, you
are you going
force
to allow
her?
Her?
I know that.
No.
So.
This says the average mom would love to get at least 13 hours of me time a week, but it rarely happens.
Instead of going out with all your buddies to the bar and leaving her with the kids like you always do, why don't you take the kids and let her have some
now
time?
Now you make me sound like an alcoholic.
Well...
Who abandons their children. My God, man.
If the tumbler fits.
My God. I'm like the total opposite of all this.
If the koozie fits.
All right. Thanks to COVID-19, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. It's been delayed for like 2 years. We've talked about that a few times in the trending report. It's coming out October 8th. Here's the latest problem with this movie. All the technology showcased in the movie is already out of date. So they may need to do some reshoots to modernize the movie. Isn't that funny? Now, it all kind of boils down to product placement as well. Because some of the products in the movie are from companies like Nokia and the watch company Omega. And some of the products that were in the movie, they're dated now. It was 2 years ago. So now they need new products.
I don't buy the technology dated. I do completely buy the product placement because Omega says we want James Bond wearing our latest beautiful watch. And now since it's been delayed, they've got new beautiful watches.
They do.
So they're going to make them reshoot scenes for that reason.
And I'm wondering with the technology, like I'm trying to think of what has popped in the past couple years that they maybe didn't. Put in the movie, and then all of a sudden it's, I don't know, but
it's
from Nokia. I'm like, Nokia?
Nokia's big around the world, just not as big in the USOA.
It hasn't been big here since like 04. So I don't know what Nokia's doing in the movie. What else is going on? Where's my chicken wing story?
I just looked it up. They made $23 billion last year.
My first phone was a Nokia.
Yeah, they're still big.
Multiple Nokia phones. According to the National Chicken Council, love these guys, even with fewer Super Bowl parties this year, Americans are still projected to pound down a record number of chicken wings during the big game. We're talking 1.4 billion chicken wings this year.
That's insane.
For the Super Bowl. I love chicken wings.
Yeah, you can have mine.
They say it's actually up 2% from last year. It works out to an average of more than 4 wings for every person in the country. Those poor little chickens.
What's your go-to flavoring slash sauce?
Just good old buffalo sauce. The buffalo wing, man. Why don't you like wings? You didn't like Pam Anderson and Baywatch, and you don't like chicken wings?
I don't know what this is. Am I losing my man card
here?
You
totally are, buddy. You might like this. Kraft just revealed they're creating a special Valentine's Day mac and cheese, and it's pink.
Yeah, what? Does it affect the taste? If it's just the look,
they
don't
say
care.
They have a candy flavor mixed in with the pink dye.
That.
So that sounds kind of disgusting. I posted a picture of this on our Facebook, and it looks nasty. Pink mac and cheese.
Pink food in general. Like Zoe yesterday made a chocolate cake, but the icing she put on it was pink, and I thought that's just not necessary.
It's really not, is it?
No.
Yeah. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Talk about more gross food here. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this viral TikTok video making the rounds right now, and it's a guy who makes a batch of mashed potatoes. But he makes them out of Lay's potato chips. Okay. And he documents the whole process, and it is pretty gnarly. But what you need to do is make your way through about half of the video and check out what he does with some of the potato water. The potato chip water. You're going to heave ho.
You told me what it is, and I don't.
Bachelor life. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.